Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott Spears back with you here. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, on this getaway Friday, 18 minutes past the hour, July the 22nd, 2022, 81 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Anne Marie Snyder, what a fun interview that was, delving back into the life and times of the great Tom Snyder. And boy, was he a great, great broadcaster. Nobody did it better than Tom Snyder. Does anybody have any memories of Tom? Tom was a very interesting guy. We were getting some phone calls there, so if you've hung on during the break and would like to comment on Tom Snyder, do you remember him on the old Tomorrow Show or the old Late Show following David Letterman or the ABC radio show, which I thought was just one of the best radio shows there's ever been in the talk format, certainly. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I love talking to children of people who were very well known. You know, we did that with Babe Ruth. We talked to his daughter. We talked to the Three Stooges children. We talked to Mo Howard's daughter. We talked with Lucille Ball's secretary. You know, people who knew these people well, and even though they're no longer with us, can tell us what their impression was of them and how they were away from television or radio or movies or whatever they did, sports. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Also, is there anything on your mind? We were having a conversation here this morning in hour number one about, COVID came up again. You know, we're talking about COVID again because President Biden was diagnosed with COVID. And, you know, he's 79 years old, and we heard he has minor symptoms, which that's good. I guess being given the antiviral medication that helps the symptoms be better, I guess is the best way to say it. I don't, at this point, know what is causing this COVID resurgence. Now, I am seeing stories everywhere. And as I said earlier this morning, I'm not sure why all of a sudden these stories are coming up about people who've never gotten COVID before getting COVID, people who've had the vaccinations, the boosters. It's kind of interesting right now, and we keep hearing the numbers are going up. I guess this is just with us, and the word has become so awful because people have died from it, and it's a scary word, and I think also because it has to do with the lungs. with respiratory problems that make it very scary. So does anybody have anything to say about that? Or the January 6th committee hearings last night? That's interesting. 740-751-4038. I also want to let people know again, we got a call right off the bat this morning that the Colonial Coin Ministry will be going on this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., at both locations of Colonial Coin on Main Street and Bell Fountain. You don't even have to bring your soap and your softener. They'll have it there for you. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Colonial Coin, free laundry service. 740-751-4038. Now, we were talking about the Isley Shop earlier, and I believe our last call in the first hour earlier said that the last Isley Shop closed in the late 90s. Now, was it that late? I cannot remember for the life of me. I know, was it late 80s, early 90s? I don't remember. When did the last Isley shop in Marion close? And wasn't it where Rite Aid is now on Mount Vernon Avenue? Isn't that where the last Isley shop was? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. I remember going in there, and I remember kind of what it looked like. And I remember the day it closed, that being a very, very big deal. But does anybody remember anything about the last Isley shop that closed here in Marion? When it closed? What it was like? Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. We were also continuing our story yesterday, which is still on, still being covered in the Marion Star, about how the Marion City Schools are losing so many employees, teachers and administrators and so on and so forth, somewhere in the neighborhood between 40 and 60 positions. And why is that? Why is that particular district losing so many people? Are the other districts having that same kind of a problem? Because we have four other school districts in this county. We have Pleasant, Elgin, Ridgedale, River Valley, and we certainly aren't hearing the stories about them like we are about Marion City. But there's been a whole string of stories about Marion City this year that have kept popping up. So it's hard to say.
Go ahead, caller.
Ridgedale? Yeah, my wife and I, we used to go to the Isley shop a lot and eat breakfast and stuff.
Now, was it there where Rite Aid is?
It was pretty close there in that bank. What is it?
Oh, yeah, the one back behind there.
Yeah, and they had good breakfast. And I remember Mr. Isley used to wait on us, so.
Now, do you remember about what year that closed?
Well, I'm thinking maybe around 90 or maybe even before. I'm not real sure. I guess, yeah, it's got to be before that.
Well, I remember it. So I know it had to be somewhere late 80s, early 90s. Now, we had a caller earlier who said it was the mid-90s, but I didn't think it was open that long.
Yeah, I don't know either. Hey, I got another story for you.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
My nephew's son ended up with COVID.
Mm.
And he ended up actually with a lung transplant.
Wow.
And he was in the hospital, oh my gosh, 6 months, 7 months. And right today, he's working every day.
Really? He had a lung transplant?
Yep.
Now, was that...
His lungs were shot.
Wow.
With COVID.
Now, was this recently?
No. Probably within the last 18 months, 2 years. Because he's in the hospital a long time. I mean, he's down at Ohio State office.
Wow.
You know, that had to be a hefty bill too.
Oh, I'm sure it was. How old a guy is he?
He was 28 when he went through it.
Wow, 28 years old.
Yep.
You know, that just goes to show you that the age of this. See, that's what's worrying me about this. I don't know how strong these variants are. I don't know how much protection the vaccination is, but I keep seeing these numbers go up, and we really don't have any protection right now as far as masks or anything going on in public. People are getting together in big groups again.
Well, I know I've had all mine. I'm 78, and I've had all my shots, the boosters, the chicken bump, everything else. So, yeah, I'm just living day to day like everybody else, and hope we don't get it, you know?
Well, I was told by some, I tell you, the good news is, because, you know, I have a little bit, I don't actually know where my immune system is right now. The last time they checked it was a little low because of the treatments, but I did ask the doctor in the hospital. I said, if you have a low immune system
and you've had the shots and the boosters, do they still work? And he said, that's one of the smartest things anybody could do, because it doesn't prevent you from getting it, but it makes the symptoms worse or less, no matter what your medical.
Well, the thing of it is, in the year 2000, I went through open heart.
Oh.
And I had four bypasses, and I never smoked or drank or anything. I was always an athlete, and I was in the Army 8 years, never touched a drop. And I went in for four bypasses. So, you know.
We never know.
I think my immune system must be doing okay if I've been through what I've been through.
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of it does have to do with age. A lot of it does have to do with attitude. A lot of it does have to do with how you eat. And do you do what the doctor says? You know, when I was talking earlier, our vaccination rate in Marion is just over 50%. So when we hear of big numbers of COVID, a lot of that really could have to do with the vaccination rate being so low.
Yeah.
It might not be the vaccinated people.
We're just going to take care of ourselves the best we can and follow us. The rules we can follow, you know.
So. Yeah, be as safe as possible.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What an interest. Now, see, lung transplant, that's what I talk about in regard to medicine. Can you imagine? I mean, even since Tom Snyder passed away back in 2007, the medical advances that have been made with leukemia are amazing. You know, I knew leukemia is big here in Marion because of River Valley, so it's an interesting story. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, pretty good. I was going to tell you, I've been doing stuff, and I think you're still talking about COVID. My brother just got it.
Oh, gosh. How old a guy is he?
He's 80. I'll be 79 in September, and he was in the hospital, and then he was in the hospital in Portsmouth. Then he went over to King's Daughters. He hates hospitals, and I think he got out, was it Tuesday? And I told him on the phone, he sounds better than before he went in the hospital. And he seems to be doing okay, and his daughter is about, 50? She's always the first to do anything. She got that shot when it came out, I guess 2020, the first one. But she got the two shots, and she had trouble, like headaches and breathing, so she wouldn't take the booster. And she said she still has a little trouble with the breathing. But one of my cousins told me that he saw two busloads of, now I don't know if they were those immigrants they're taking around, because there's no jobs. You have to go to Columbus to get a job from Jackson and Chillicothe. Most of those, they go to Columbus. So I don't know why they would be, unless they're taking them through to someplace else. But when they come across, I don't think they're checking them for that COVID. In the paper, I don't think I gave you this one, and I cut it out for my brother. There's a new shot coming out at the end of this month. It's for COVID number 5. I think it's the most recent one, and I'd have to read it again, but it's safer. It's made from, like, protein. I think the other ones are all man-made, and I think they take some kind of bark. They have used in shingle shots and some other shots, so I guess it's pretty safe. So I'm going to send it to my brother in case he wants to get that shot, because some of the other ones cause that inflammation around the heart, you know, and different stuff. This one seems like it's more, I'm not going to say like organic, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not so much people made, you know, made, but it's more, I forget what kind of bark it was. I don't know if the bark comes from Africa or what country. So this one seems pretty safe. So I cut that out and stuff. But the thing is, I'll be 79 September, and I've never had the flu. I worked in at Cable for 21 years, and there was 30 or 40, you know, you key the computers around you. And I don't think I've had a cold for 20 years or more. But a couple years ago, because my son has breathing issues, and I kind of do too now. I'm trying to find out what it is. I did take the flu shot, and I thought I'm not doing it anymore because I've been lucky so far. and I'm not going to set, you know, do something that maybe takes my immune system down. So I've been lucky. I can sit by people with the flu, and I don't seem to get it. So
now, had your brother had any of the COVID shots, the vaccinations?
No, because around 2000, he had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital. And when he was in Vietnam and stuff, that's the only shots he took. Growing up, mom would take an old dark, almost like black cold pill and mash it in a spoon because we couldn't swallow pills. That's all we took. We never took an aspirin or anything if we had a cold, cough, sir. And he wasn't used to, he never took pills. And I think in the hospital they gave him something. I don't know if it was morphine. And his daughter just told me the other day, and I thought he fell out of the bed when he was in intensive care or something, but they said he jumped out. And he crushed his chest bone or something from doing that. And he can't lift, I don't know if he can lift 40 pounds. He doesn't mow anymore. His son does that. But it caused him issues. But whatever it is, he had a reaction. And I don't know if he's ever taken an aspirin. He doesn't take any medicine. So
now, what kind of symptoms did he have for COVID to end up in the hospital?
Well, the first time he told me he was like he had diarrhea. I don't know if he said he had vomiting and something else. So he did one of those test kits, and it tested positive. Then he told me he was going to do another one in a few days. So I waited. Then when I called again, he was in the hospital in Portsmouth. And then I don't know how many days he was there. I don't know if it's a couple of days or what. Then he went home, but he was like dehydrated, you know, like run down and stuff. So then last Thursday, I think she took him, and he doctors kind of in Portsmouth, one doctor, and then the other doctors are over in Ashland King's Daughters. So they took him over there, and I think he had, they had to give him blood. Somehow he was losing blood, and they never did find out why, and I guess it's okay now, so I don't know what, I don't know, they give him 2 pints of blood, if that's it. I don't know much about this medical stuff. I'm not around anybody. My people usually have heart attacks and die or cancer. So I don't know that much about any of this medical stuff. But he seems to be doing good. And I told him, you sound better than you've ever sounded. So, but the thing is, I had to, at my hospital in Hipster, they had a meeting over where the sheriff is about a ditch. They want to, out at Grandview, they want to fix those ditches. And I don't know if there's 60 people over there, and I'm the only one sitting there with a mask on.
Well, it is interesting.
And I don't care.
Well, yeah, that I think, people feel their own way about the masks, but
yes, because even if I had the shot, if I had all 3 shots, I think, well, they don't know enough about it. I could get it and maybe not get sick, but give it to, say, your mom. She's old or something. She might die. Well, I'm not going to do that. I have breathing issues, and if I get hot and start coughing, my breath stops. You got to hit me on the back and stuff, but I'll put up with a mask. I'm not, to me, it doesn't. I think when this first started, he should have said everybody wear a mask no matter what, and that maybe would have kept a lot of it from spreading. But I was going to ask you, did you get the newspapers?
You know, I haven't been over there yet. I'm going to go over tonight, actually.
Okay, now I put them on the porch. I was pretty good at baseball throwing. It went right up to the door, and I didn't notice anything. When I got in the car, my son said, well, somebody was looking out the window.
Yeah.
I didn't go till 9 or 9:30. So is somebody there?
I did see
a car. There was a car kind of in front of it, but all the people on Prospect, they park on the other side of the street, so I didn't think there was anybody there. So I didn't know if that person knew what I was doing or not.
Yeah,
I could walk up to the side. I don't go up those steps.
Yeah, that,
I just went up to the side and tossed it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that person, they look out the window. I know that makes people nervous, but no.
Well, I didn't see him, and I got in the car, and he says, well, did you see that person? Something about look out. I said, no, I just threw the paper, turned around, and left, you know, and stuff, and I...
We'll have to teach him to use the peephole. That would be less worrisome to people.
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me, but the thing is, I tell you, I have trouble with the paper. Now, on a Friday, last Friday, I think it was, they gave me a paper, and I called, I couldn't find it, and then somebody must have delivered another one to me, so I had 2. So I gave you one that I hadn't looked at, and then I gave you yesterday's paper, because all I do is recycle them, and if somebody could use them or want them and stuff, But they have specials sometimes, and I got on the special for a year for $11. So if they increase it or they don't do this delivering better, I think there's not that much in it. But, you know, but on the front page, it'll be that stuff about Marion, and other than that, too much, I'm not, you know, that interested. But so there's one over there waiting for you. And then I had cut out stuff from other, about that LaRue, the... what's his name? I can't think.
Oh, Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, I cut his out, and then they had that McGuire in again. And this might be 2 weeks ago, because I had a few, and I still send them, and I thought, no, I could just throw them on the porch, because I don't go out every night riding, but I go out, and it's just as easy to throw them on the porch. So.
Yeah, I have some things to do later on, so I'll swing by and grab them and maybe talk about them tonight on the air when I'm on 8 to 10.
Yeah, and... because some things I highlight. I didn't know if you want to talk about them on the air. I highlight the stuff and things. And but I mean, I don't, like, if your immune system, I know my son's is way down. And so that's why my groceries are delivered by Kroger's. If I need gas, I go there and I wear a mask. And then if I run in the maybe Dollar General out by the mall or somewhere, I wear a mask. Anywhere I go out, I wear a mask, because if I would bring it back to him, he gets something and dies, I'd never get over it. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. I had my blood test, which tells you where your immune system is. When did I have that? It would have been probably right after July 4th. And they said, well, your immune system's not horribly low. It's just about, you know, half of where it should be. We don't think you'd be in any danger, because I've never gotten an infection the entire time I was going through the treatments, and I've been done with those a month now. And but I don't know where it is now, and I think that's what they said. Instead of bringing you back here, giving you blood tests all the time, they said, why don't you just wait till July 31st? By that time, there should be no reason it's not back to normal. Then go back around people if you want to.
Well, how do they test about your immune system? I never heard of that.
Well, they check your white blood cells.
Blood work?
Yeah, they check your white and red blood cells.
See, I don't know any stuff about that because, you know, my people are down in the South, and as I said, they either had heart attacks and cancer.
Yeah, if
you run in the family. That's the two things.
Yeah, if you went to a doctor or the hospital and they did a blood test, they would check your white blood cells, because that's what fights off infection and illness. And they would check.
Well, I have to go next week. So if he, well, they don't do blood work. When I went to the Milhan Clinic in Columbus for like 30 years, that's why doctors, until a couple of years ago, you know, they took blood and urine a lot, but here they don't. They get blood work once every, I don't know, 6 months, I don't know, a year. I haven't got that much.
Yeah, ask
so
your...
if I just ask them by a white blood count,
yeah, ask
they can
them,
tell me?
Yeah, they should be able to from your last blood work or do some current blood work, but yeah.
Well, that's been a little while. Okay, I'll ask that. I'll make a note of that. I'll probably forget, but yeah, I have to go next week, and only go about once every 3 months. I used to go once every year for that yearly physical, and then if I didn't take a medicine, needed it then or something, But no, I mean, to be safe, I don't care. If I have to wear it year-round, that's fine with me. I'm easy to to get along with, to do stuff. If it helps somebody, yeah, I have no problem with it. So.
Hey, thanks for calling, and thanks for the newspapers.
Okay, and be careful, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. I heard somebody beeping in there. If the line just continues to ring, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz here at the station. Do you have any, you know, COVID, the talk is here again. Now, I did get a message from one of our listeners here, Mary. Hope I can read this on the air. I don't think this is anything groundbreaking. It's about the Isley shop. Mr. Isley graduated from Marion Harding High School in 1949, from Cornell University with a degree in economics and business in 1953, then served in the United States Army 53 to 55 at Fort Hood, Texas, where he was first lieutenant battery commander from 55 to 69. He worked for the Isley Dairy Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and in Marion as general manager. The family lived briefly in New Jersey, where he worked for Braxton's County Shops, or Country Shops, returning to Marion in 1970, where he assumed ownership of the Isley Shop on Mount Vernon Avenue, a new concept in family dining and he had pioneered and promoted for the Isley Dairy. For 25 years as operator of the Isley Shop, Mr. Isley's hands-on approach, business integrity, and commitment to excellence inspired employees and customers alike. In 1995, he retired and moved to Port Clinton with his wife, Nancy, where they lived for 15 years, recently moving to Akron. That sounds like his obituary. I wonder if that was John Isley's obituary. Interesting man. 1995. God, it does not seem like the Isley Shop was around in 95. Maybe it was. You know, I don't... For some reason, it did not seem that late to me. It seemed more like the early 90s. Wonder what year that Rite Aid was built. Is that where it was? Have we ever got clarification on that? Is that where the last Isley Shop was? Is where the Rite Aid is there? Behind where the Dunkin' Donuts used to be. I think that's a nail salon there on the corner now of Mount Vernon Avenue and... Oh, what is that? The name slip. What is the road there? Boy, that's Richland. Richland Road. Corner of Richland Road and Mount Vernon Avenue. Where, you know, is where the Dunkin' Donuts used to be. Not where the Dunkin' Donuts is now, but where the Dunkin' Donuts used to be. Behind that. Is that where the Isley Shop was? 740-751-4038. 44 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Do want to remind everybody again, the Colonial... Oh, it was the obituary. Thank you, Mary, for sending that over. That was John Isley's obituary. The Colonial Coin Ministry will go on tomorrow, Saturday, July the 23rd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., at both locations, Main Street and Bell Fountain Avenue. Soap and softener will be provided. Now, I don't know who puts on this. Did we ever get an answer... Who puts on the coin ministry, the laundry ministry? What is it even called? Is it a laundry ministry, a coin ministry, just a ministry in general? I know a church does it. And I thought at one point somebody told us what church did it, but I don't know if we know. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. 45 minutes past the hour here. Give us a buzz. We love to hear from you. 82 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Any more thoughts on the Marion City Schools? That was an interesting conversation we had yesterday about why so many employees are leaving the Marion City Schools. I don't know. I really don't know. We've heard so much news out of the Marion City Schools this year, from the superintendent leaving, to the president of the school board leaving, to having to go to Judge Fregali to choose a new board member, to the assistant superintendent leaving, and apparently now 40 to 60 positions on the staff will be available. I don't know what's going on there, and I don't know that it is, how should I say, unique to Marion City Schools. We have four other school districts in this county. You know, you would think kids are kids. I don't know. Does anybody have an answer to this? 740-751-4038. We got about 14 minutes left to fill here in this hour. We'd love to hear from you and hear what's on your mind on this Getaway Friday. Did anybody know John Isley very well? And who was the manager of the last Isley Shop? Now, I was thinking about him the other day. I think he's still around. He was a devoted employee. What was his name? The last manager of the Isley Shop. Does anybody remember that guy? Gosh, I wish I could remember his name. 740-751-4038. And again, I don't know if he's still around or not. Seems to me like I saw him maybe within the last couple years, but I guess a lot can happen in a couple years. He was a shorter guy. I think he did some other restaurant work after the Isley Shop closed. I'm still shocked that the Isley Shop did not close until 1995. 1995. That does not seem right to me, but it was in John Isley's obituary. So there you go. 740-751-4038. Let's see. What else do we have here? Well, of course, we have the Caledonia Farmers Market coming up in the Caledonia Public Square, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September. Locally grown produce and fruits, baked goods, honey, meat, artists and crafters. They're a food card vendor, food vouchers for individuals 60 years of age and older, weekly raffle for vendor products, weekly 50-50 raffle over in Caledonia. They're also having the big cornhole tournament, $20 a player, at the Steve Young Memorial FOP Lodge in Caledonia. For registration information, 740-251-7437. That will be August 13th, Saturday, August 13th. Check-in by 11 a.m. Bags fly at noon. Proceeds will go to benefit Christmas in the Village and other community events. We also have the Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., $2 admission. Age 10 and under for free. Have a pie auction, gift basket raffle, 50-50 raffle, chili cook-off. 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. Portion of the proceeds will be donated back to the local junior fair board for kids and their fair. You know, chili sounds good. Even though it's warm outside, I know chili's normally a winter thing. Does anybody have a good chili recipe, a nice, easy chili recipe? I'll tell you one of the problems with chili and me is I don't like the beans. I don't like the chili beans. Now, I'll eat them, but I'd rather not have the chili beans. Now, does anybody have a good chili recipe? I mean, if it includes the beans, that's fine. I mean, I'll eat the beans if I have to, but I never like the chili beans, but I don't like beans in general. Like, I know people love soup beans and things like that. Now, every so often, I do like to have some baked beans. I'll eat the baked beans, but that's kind of where I draw the line. So does anybody have a good chili recipe out there? 740-751-4038. You know, for all the talking that Adam does about COVID, I'm surprised that we have not... Oh, and how much he loved Tom Snyder after having Tom Snyder's daughter on. I'm surprised we have not heard from Adam this hour about Tom Snyder's daughter or the whole COVID situation. 740-751-4038. Any good chili recipes? You know, I think Wendy's has a good chili. I know a lot of people like homemade, but boy, I'll tell you, Wendy's chili is not bad. And are you also finding recently that going to the grocery store is more expensive than going to fast food? I know fast food has raised their prices, but does it seem like the grocery store is still more than fast food? Like, to get a hamburger for just one person. Let's say I'm going to have a hamburger. Let's say I'm really hungry and I'm going to have two hamburgers. Well, I've got to buy a certain amount of hamburgers to do that. But it costs so much. You know, 3 pounds of hamburger now will cost you over $10. But you can go to McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King and, you know, get their big sandwich for under $5. So I don't know. Is it cheaper to go to a fast food now and get a hamburger than it is to cook it at home? That certainly didn't used to be the case. And there are only certain places. Oh, is Lee still listening out there? Did he ever call Michelle and say, where is my Sloppy Joe? Speaking of meat, where's my Sloppy Joe large diet root beer and, curly fries? You know, she never delivered them at the fair. Now, I know Lee called a few weekends ago, and she was on vacation. Now, I'm sure she's back from vacation now. Lee, are you out there? give us a call. Was there any update on the Stewart situation? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I did talk to Michelle when she got back from her little vacation. We did not talk about the Sloppy Joe and the curly fries and the diet root beer situation. But no, I never got it delivered once at the fair to me. And I know Lee was going to call over there. Was it last Friday or the Friday before? And ask what happened with that. And then we never heard anything. She was on vacation and it all kind of went by the wayside. Go ahead, caller.
No, I haven't called her since you come back.
Oh, you ought to call her right now. That way we have something to do this last 7 minutes.
It'll probably take me 7 minutes to look up her number.
Well, hold on. I'll find the number for you here. I can do that. So what'd you make of the talk this hour? Did you like Tom Snyder's daughter?
I haven't heard much of it. I just woke up not too long ago.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Here, I'll give it to you. It's, where is the phone? That can't be right. I think they must have the wrong food number or phone number here. Holy mackerel.
So the obituary for John Isley said it closed in 95?
95. So you were close on that.
Yeah, I knew we had the Angelo's when it closed.
Oh, here it is. It's 382-6807.
6807.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call her.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, are you there all alone?
Right now.
Well, I was just wondering. I just come in and took a break. And why is it cooler inside the house with air conditioner than it is outside?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Isn't that fascinating how that can happen? One step inside and the temperature drops.
I know. 82 degrees out there right now.
Is it? Well, I split in wood, so... not by hand. I've done a lot of that by hand, but I was using the wood splitter and a nice breeze and complete shade all the time I've been out there. So I thought it was very comfortable, but I did work up a sweat, and that's good for you to get that sweat worked up. As long as you're sweating, you're doing okay, they say.
That's right. Good hard work never hurt anybody.
Well, you know, if you enjoy it, why, whatever it may be, it may be hard to... for other people, but enjoyable for others, and that's kind of stupid on my part, saying hey, you got to be stupid to be splitting wood when it's 87 degrees, but when you split it, stack it, and you got 2 months, and you got it all done, and when winter comes, you're not fighting the rain and the snow and stuff like that, but yeah, I like doing it, and that's the garden's growing and this and that, and the grass isn't growing too bad, and so I got a little break, and I just love being able to get to that. I've been itching to get to that job.
I bet so. Well, you know, it's not a bad day for it.
You know, someday, Scott, I'm going to come and get you, and I'm going to take you a tour of this, and you'll say, hey, I do understand Ted. I can't knock him. That is wonderful what he does out there.
Oh.
And I can't believe he does that, but he does. And Angie, she can come along with you. We'll have her let her mix us a mixed drink, okay?
Let's do it. We'll say before summer's over, we're going to make that happen.
Whatever that, what would that be? Grapefruit juice and ice cream and chocolate pudding in a glass stirred up. Wonder how that would be, Scott. You're asking for recipes.
Well, I don't know. As long as it doesn't have chili beans in there, I'll be okay.
It don't sound too good. I just run that off the top of my head and have a little fun with you. Well, I just thought I'd check and see what's going on today. What'd you talk about this morning?
Well, this morning we were talking about how the president has COVID, and it seems like the cases are going up in Marion again, and we were also talking about the newspaper story that Marion City Schools, I guess, is going to have 40 to 60 open spots for teachers and administrators come the fall.
Hey, you know what? I was down by Pleasant School the other day. I don't go that south direction, but we went down. It was a long trip Carol and I made, and we went down to Waldo and got a haircut. And so I went by the Pleasant School there. the old part. I haven't been back to the new part for about three or four months, the new school they're building back there. But I seen a big, huge sign out there in need of bus drivers. Now, it's getting close to school time, and if they need bus drivers, you just don't pull them off the street. I think you got to take a test to qualify to run one of those buses, don't you?
Well, I would think so. Maybe Sarah, our bus driver who listens, can moonlight.
Well, you know what? It'd be more moonlight if they're advertising for bus drivers. It'd have to be in the afternoon during the school period, you know.
A daylight job.
Yeah, yeah. She'd have to have a back-to-back job. She'd get off of that city job and be able to, I bet you the time schedule she couldn't do that. But if anybody could do it, that lady could do it.
She's good. She's good at keeping people going around town. I don't know. 40 to 60 positions, and here we are July 22nd.
Excuse me for cutting in. That's just for one school, isn't it, Harding?
Yeah, just one school.
But yeah, we're not counting all the rest of them in need of these bus drivers, and that thing trickles through the whole system. You know, it's happening at one, they've got problems with others also. But that's the way it goes.
You
got to tolerate some part of that system in school with kids. Hell, I was a trouble kid in school, too. I'd talk when I wasn't supposed to be talking, but I had fun talking, and consequences come. I had to take a whack or a half hour. I'd just take the two whacks and go on about my way. Try it again. Slip it in the next day.
Try it. Yeah, get it in the next day. As long as you get it in.
See you, Scott. Hey. You take care. I'll catch up with you later,
hey,
then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Carol says hi.
Tell Carol hello.
Okay, bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Now, Lee, did you get through? We've got a little bit of time left here. I know somebody else was trying to buzz in there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you were trying to call in and it was just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. Did Lee get a hold of Michelle over at Stewart's and find out the placing of my Sloppy Joe and other items? Go ahead, caller.
She's not there, Scott.
Again?
Yep, and I asked her, is she going to be back later? I don't know.
She's on another hiatus.
I guess. I'm going to try to get her come back on the radio when I talk to her, too.
Well, I'll tell you, this is getting depressing that I may never see the Sloppy Joe curly fries and large diet root beer.
Well, the way she talks, that place takes up all her time. She works there all the time. I can't get hold of her.
See, now we found the truth out, haven't we?
Yeah, now we know.
We did some undercover work, and apparently she's never there anymore.
You must have a good staff, I guess.
Well, I guess so. You know, it's good to take time off, though. It's beautiful days like this. Maybe she'll be there at dinner time. Maybe it's better to go there. You know, they were doing a business the other day. When was I over there? I didn't go there, but the other day, I went to Victor's. Now, I'll give them a plug because they haven't given me any money. But I ate at Victor's for the first time. Maybe I've eaten there twice. But a long time since I've been to Victor's over on Main Street. And I got one of their burritos over there, just one of their meat burritos. My goodness, was that thing good. Holy
yeah, I've heard it. They got good food. Angie says she likes them.
Yeah, well, I was with her. We went over there. She got a chicken and cheese quesadilla, I think. But, oh, my goodness, was that burrito good. That was delicious. So I highly recommend getting one of those burritos, or if you like the quesadillas, try that out, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try them. I've never had that.
I have to give up on Stewart's because it's turning into a dead end there.
Yeah, but we're going to have teaser about not working there.
We are. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
And don't forget, I'll be on tonight with Angie 8 to 10. But we're going to take a break, come back with much more. We're not done yet. Still got another hour. Don't you dare tune away.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place.